The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to a couple of you guys in the text line that got Josh Harris after I revealed, or before I revealed, but after I pulled the screen away. Somebody texted in, dude ended up ripping the Steelers like crazy on Twitter afterwards. We might have to dig up those tweets and see if they're appropriate to read on the air, because that would be quite funny. Jack Hillgrove with you on the Fan Evening Show. It's now time in the program to turn our attention to the Pitt Panthers. Big basketball game Friday night, big football game on Saturday, an opportunity for the football program to bounce back after two disappointing losses. And we now welcome in Pitt beat writer for the Post-Gazette, Stephen Thompson, joining the program now on the Fan Hotline. Stephen, always good to chat with you, my friend. The Panthers now bounced from the college football playoff poll that was just released minutes ago out of the top 25. That doesn't really come to surprises me. To me, what say you?
Yeah, not really that surprising. I think not only the two losses, but the nature of those losses. I mean, they did not play well in either of those games. They got some bad breaks, but really, I think especially that Virginia game, that's just a team that you can't lose to if you want to really be taken seriously like Pitt does. And, you know, they made their bed, so they got to lie in it now. And they have kind of forfeited a chance to be in the college football playoff conversation, let alone the ACC championship conversation. There's still an outside chance they can make it to Charlotte, but they need a ton of help from elsewhere in the league. So this is just kind of where they're at right now. They got a lot of questions and not a lot of answers right now.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Steven, last time I was on, I had you on, and we were getting ready for SMU, and it was all sunshine and rainbows with an undefeated Pitt team. And now, after two disappointing losses, I think it's a relevant question, but it's very bleak. Like, what changed? What happened?
Yeah. Well, you know, to a certain extent, the pick six, you know, offense kind of dried out. I mean, that was the way the defense created turnovers and the offense was able to capitalize. It kind of sustained Pitt and through a lull over the past, I guess you can go back 4 weeks to that Cal game. It's been pretty much a month since we've seen this offense operate at kind of its full capacity. It seems like there's a bit of a book out on how to defend Pitt and how to defend this Cade Bell offense. You drop eight in coverage, and with an offensive line that's been kind of patchwork with some injuries and some guys maybe not playing up to snuff, it's easier to rush only three or four and get pressure on Eli Holstein, who also, you know, hasn't necessarily been as accurate or as sharp as he was during the first few weeks of the year. And it's harder to create those big plays that Pitt lived on and used to kind of fuel those comebacks against Cincinnati and West Virginia. You know, that Syracuse game, the all the defensive touchdowns covered for it. They played really well in that Cal game as well. And then kind of their luck runs out when they play a really good SMU team and then a Virginia team that's improved and kind of finding their footing in Tony Elliott's third year, I believe it is now. So, you know, this Pitt team, you don't get to 7-0 without a certain degree of luck. I don't think it was all luck for Pitt, but the competition took a level up, and Pitt just kind of hasn't been ready for that yet, and they've got a lot of adjusting to do if they want to get back on track going into this game against Clemson.
What's the status with Eli Holstein, Steven? I know got banged up, obviously, looked like maybe a head injury, exits the game. Nate Yarnell has to come in and finish it. And, you know, we talk about Pat Narduzzi being bullish when it comes to injuries. It seemed like that was the case yesterday in his press conference. Are you hearing anything? You know, what's the latest there with the Panthers starting quarterback?
Yeah, pretty tight-lipped around the program. They are not one to share injury news normally. Doesn't seem like there's anything getting out otherwise, and I wouldn't expect anything. You know, actually, I take that back. I shouldn't say that. I mean, you know, Narduzzi has surprised us a little bit. Sometimes he has shared some injury updates in kind of his Thursday briefing with us the couple days before a game, the last time we meet with him. If we're going to get any update, it'll probably be then, but I would expect that he kind of tries to keep things under wraps, and quite honestly, I think just seeing the way that Holstein went down and the way they had to treat him and on the sidelines and bring him back to the locker room for really the rest of the game, I would expect this is something that's kind of a developing situation throughout the rest of the week. I don't think, a couple weeks ago after he left, I believe it was the Syracuse game after taking a hit to the head, I'm pretty confident that Pitt knew fairly early whether or not he was going to play the following week at SMU. I don't think that's the case this week. I think this is more of a he is truly questionable. So I think Nate Yarnell is going to get a few reps in practice with the first team. They're going to make sure that he's ready to go in the event that Holstein can't go. But they're going to be looking out for Holstein to be ready by the end of the week. And if he's healthy enough, they'll roll with him. But Nate Yarnell is going to have to be ready, and they're going to have to try to walk a delicate line between getting him enough reps and making sure that both, Holstein's ready if he's healthy enough to go by Saturday, too.
Steven Thompson of the Post-Gazette covers the Pitt Panthers. He's with us on the fan hotline. One of the other things that you look at, or at least I looked at, Steven, from the Virginia game is, and even the SMU game, too, is how much the offensive line has struggled. I know Branson Taylor's been out, and that hasn't helped, but like what's been some of the other issues up front with the in the trenches?
Well, they did a lot of shuffling in that Virginia game, right? So you have Isaiah Montgomery, who's at left tackle, or at right tackle, excuse me. They move Ryan Bear over to left tackle, and then you've got Terrence Enos, who had been playing the left tackle spot in at left guard. We were talking to Cade Bell today, and he said that Ryan Jacoby, who had been the normal left guard, is dealing with an ankle injury, trying really hard to play, but they've ended up having to pull him out and put him back in, and it's been kind of off and on and not a super ideal situation for him. And you had a lot of returning experience. I think Lyndon Cooper was the only guy who hadn't started a game but was in the starting lineup to open the year. And now you've got a bunch of guys who are not only moving positions, but some guys who really haven't even played a whole lot of college football up to this point. Guys who have spent some time in the program up front, but not a whole lot of game experience there. So it's a combination of individual experience being lacking, a lack of experience with the other guys in the unit that's hurting cohesion, which is always important to an offensive line. But then also you're working with backups. I mean, they lost arguably their best offensive lineman, I would say, in Branson Taylor, and have had to shuffle everything from there. So it's an uphill battle for them. It's something that this team had to deal with last year as well. I think that kind of goes underrated in why Pitt was not as great on the offensive end as many would have hoped, is that the offensive line had to shuffle so much and there were so many injuries. And unfortunately, we're starting to see the injury bug bite them again.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Desmond Reed led him in rushing and also receiving as well in that light. Producer Joel's got a question for you, Stephen. Joel, go ahead.
Yeah, Stephen, who are like one or two players on Pitt who you think could be like a little bit of a sneaky X factor into a Panther win for this Saturday?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really think that, you know, these linebackers aren't necessarily sneaky, but I think Reed kind of, you know, he's been a star all year, but I think how they use him will be really important. Talking to Cade Bell again today, he talked about how important it would be to get the running game going again and kind of to be able to control the game a little bit more on the ground and give Reed some more chances to break some of those explosive plays. He's really been more of a receiver for a lot of this year, but given how much Pitt's had to play from behind the past couple of weeks, they haven't been able to get him going on the ground. But I'd also say Kenny Johnson, the receiver, would be another big one. Kanate Mumfield also took a hit to the head, and that one seemed pretty brutal against Virginia. We don't know if he's going to be ready to go for Saturday, so we're going to need another receiver step out without their top pass catcher in the mix, or probably not in the mix, or maybe not in the mix. So Kenny Johnson, really talented sophomore receiver, he's going to have to step up if Mumfield can't go on Saturday afternoon.
As we look at the opposition, the Clemson Tigers, they bounce back with a win over Virginia Tech after dropping an ACC contest a couple of weeks ago to Louisville, losing by a couple of possessions. They're ranked 20th in the new CFP poll that just came out. Obviously, Pitt now unranked. We talked about that. But as you look at the other sideline, Stephen, what challenges do the Tigers present the Panthers?
Well, they're always going to be stout on defense. I mean, this is a team that has a ton of four and five star talent up and down the roster. A lot of guys who stick in the program. I mean, Dabo Sweeney's infamous for not taking a ton of transfers, and he gets criticized pretty hard for that. But you look at their body of work from the year. This is a team that's gotten better and kind of found itself throughout the year, even that loss to Louisville notwithstanding. They're pretty cohesive. People know the system, and obviously the talent level is really high. They're always stout on defense. Just up front, they are always super physical and super athletic, not just on the defensive line and in the front seven, but also on the offensive line as well. Pat Narduzzi highlighted that this week. The thing you got to watch out for, I mean, the special teams has not been great. I think it's back-to-back weeks with at least one field goal blocked. They've been really at really kind of consequential moments. They got away with it against Virginia Tech. Didn't get away with it at Louisville, and that game kind of ended up getting away from them. But there will be chances for the Panthers to make some plays on special teams and maybe block a kick of their own. Special teams at certain times, Pitt has been largely very good on special teams this year, but Ben Sauls, over the past couple of weeks, he has a missed kick, and the punting hasn't been nearly as consistent as it was to start the year. So I think special teams will play a role in this game, and Pitt will have a chance to make a pretty big play if they can replicate what Louisville and Virginia Tech did in those games against Clemson.
Stephen Thompson of the Post-Gazette with us on the Fan Hotline. All right, so as we talk about Pitt Athletics, the football team trending down, two losses the last couple of days, or last couple of weeks. Let's shift gears to hoops. The Backyard Brawl on Friday. Always look forward to that matchup on the hardwood between Pitt and West Virginia. It got underway. The brawl festivities did tonight down in Morgantown. The women losing to WVU 82-54. But as you look at this men's matchup on Friday, what intrigues you about this matchup? And maybe based off of what you've seen so far through a couple of games out of Jeff Capel's Panthers.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how Pitt shoots the ball. They've generated a lot of really good looks from three-point range for most of this year. And for the large part, their shooting numbers on the aggregate are pretty good. I think they're shooting just over 35%, if I remember correctly. They were 38% going into that game against Gardner-Webb. But a rough shooting night that kind of tanked some of those numbers. So I have full confidence the Panthers will be able to create some open looks, but what they do with those looks, I think, will be really notable. They do like to shoot the three. They can attack the basket, and Cam Corn's been a guy who can score around the rim, but they create a lot of really good looks from three. So I'm interested to see just whether those shots are falling on Friday night. But the other thing is, I think you've got a really good guard matchup Pitt's got a pretty loaded backcourt, but Tucker DeVries, who came over with his dad, Darian, as the new head coach at West Virginia from Drake, is a guy who could at some point be an All-American. He's that talented. So him versus Ishmael Leggett, who's off to a really efficient start to 2024, averaging 19 points per game. His true shooting percentage is north of 63%. He's been really, really efficient in filling up the box score for Pitt. Also a really great perimeter defender. So that matchup between DeVries and Leggett is what I'm looking at too. If you're like me and you just enjoy kind of one-on-one matchups like that in basketball, that'll be the one that you want to watch on Friday night.
There he is, Stephen Thompson. Check him out in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covering the Panthers. Stephen, as always, my friend, thank you for taking some time. We will talk to you later, man.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Jack.
You got it. There he goes, Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Yeah, Tucker DeVries, I'm glad that he brought him up. And we could talk Pitt hoops in the next segment too. But Tucker DeVries is a guy, coach's son, obviously, but backs it up. I mean, he is dynamic as hell. You know, you often wonder about guys that transfer from non-Power 6 conferences and non-Power 6 schools. Can they back it up when they go to the Power 5? Like Ishmael Leggett, coming over from Rhode Island, I believe. Rhode Island. DeVries coming over from Drake. DeVries, a guy that averaged 21.5 points a game, conference player of the year for the Drake Bulldogs, 18.5 points per game 2 seasons ago, as a true freshman started and averaged 14 points a game. So there's natural progression there. Can he back it up at the Power 5 level? Granted, West Virginia's beaten UMass and Robert Morris, but he scored 18 and 17 points respectively in those games and shot 4-for-9 from 3 and 3-for-5 from beyond the arc. So he's going to be a guy that Pitt's going to have to worry about a little bit. He's going to be a guy that can do a lot of things, can shoot it, can handle the ball, and at 6'7", 220, can bang inside a little bit too. 8 rebounds last Friday against UMass. So West Virginia 2-0, Pitt 2-0. The Panthers coming off of a dominating win against Gardner-Webb. Or actually, Pitt 3-0. They beat Radford, then Murray State, then Gardner-Webb. So 3-0 versus 2-0. Forgot about that Murray State game wedged in between there. Coming off of Jeff Capel's 100th career victory as the Panthers head coach. Should be a good matchup. Inside the Pete, Friday night, 8 o'clock. You can listen to it here on The Fan as well. All right, coming up, I want to stick with basketball. And, of course, if you've got a phone call, you got a topic you want to talk about, feel free to hit us up at 412-928-9370. But I want to talk about Malik Thomas. The star basketball player, formerly of Lincoln Park, went to Overtime Elite in the G League. He just committed to Arkansas last night in John Calipari. I want to talk about that a little bit, what I think it means for the Panthers from a recruiting standpoint and an overall competition standpoint. That's coming up next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.